From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning fast strike, Baghdad's U.S. trained troops entered the northern city, and in orders of the Iraqi prime minister, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. This move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Baghdad described the advance as largely unopposed. The death toll in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, has topped 300 as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion blamed on Islamist militants. The government says 429 injured people have been taken to local hospitals and that the death toll is likely to rise. More than 30 badly wounded patients were flown to Turkey on Monday for treatment, including a VOA Somali reporter. There has been no claim of responsibility, but Somali government officials and terrorism experts strongly believe that al-Shabaab militants were behind the explosion. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he endangered comrades by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl pleaded guilty to charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. He was captured by the Taliban shortly after he left his remote post in 29, prompting an extensive manhunt. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iran nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. That's a very real possibility, Mr. Trump said Monday as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House. But Treater Parsi, president of the National Iranian American Council, speaking to VOA, says the international community is very concerned with the direction the president is taking.
Europeans remain very committed to this deal. They believe that it is truly a triumph of diplomacy, and they're absolutely abhorred that not only is President Trump undermining the Paris Agreement, he left UNESCO, he's fiddling with NATO, and now he's also doing this. They're seeing a pattern in which the President of the United States is essentially targeting almost all international agreements and institutions that constitute the very bedrock of the current international system.
Mr. Trump defended the decision Monday, saying that he felt strongly that something had to be done about a deal he has railed against both as a candidate and president, even though he twice recertified the agreement in the first months of his presidency. All entries submitted to the U.S. Diversity Immigrant Visa Program, also known as the Green Card Lottery, between October 3rd and 10th have been lost due to a technical glitch. Individuals who submitted applications during these dates are directed to reapply. Venezuela's opposition coalition is now rejecting the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections in which the ruling Socialist Party won at least 17 of the country's 23 states. The opposition, which had been predicted to take at least half the seats, won just 5 seats while the votes were still being counted in Eastern Bolivar State, where it's still being counted Monday. The president, Nicolas Maduro, hailed the results as a win for Chavismo, referring to the movement's name for its predecessor, Hugo Chavez. U.S. President Donald Trump is heading to 5 Asian countries early next month, looking to ramp up pressure against North Korea's nuclear weapons development, but also to promote American economic interest in the region.
Well, I'll be going, as you know, to South Korea, to China, to Japan, to Vietnam for the summit. We have a big economic summit there. I may be going to the Philippines also. We've been invited to the Philippines, so I may be going to the Philippines. And I look forward to all of them. We haven't set the details.
The White House said Monday that Mr. Trump's trip from November 3rd to 14th will include those visits to Japan, South Korea, and other Asian nations. Mr. Trump has marshaled international support at the United Nations for economic sanctions against North Korea in an effort to deprive Pyongyang of export money for its nuclear program. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.